Ashley Truitt here for Simple Sleep Services. Are you or a loved one ready to stop snoring or treat sleep apnea without a big bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? Simple Sleep Services offers the simple solution to stop snoring and treat sleep apnea, and it's covered by most medical insurance. Learn more at simplesleepservices.com or call 469-685-1700. Offices conveniently located in both Dallas and Fort Worth. Stop snoring, sleep healthy, live life.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CUDA Eye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CUDA Eye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CUDA Eye.com. That's CUDAEYE.com.
Saying I don't know is no longer acceptable. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
I am America. One voice, united we stand. I am America. One hope to heal our land. I will not give up on this fight. I will not fade into
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiatis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to Ladies Can We Talk. This is Debbie Georgiatis. For those of you who listen every week, you just heard our brand new music. I'm going to talk with you quite a bit about that a little later in the show, but we're so excited in Ladies Can We Talk. We've changed the music throughout the show, and I'm going to tell you more about the singer and her family and her husband. Her husband writes the words. She does the singing. It's just phenomenal. Krista Branch is this singer, and I just think this music so ties in well with what our show is all about, which is Ladies Can We Talk, where all issues are women's issues and we talk truth about America. Well, tonight we have just another great packed show. I'm hoping to find time to tell you about my trip to Washington, D.C. this past week. Just an amazing trip. I met some real activists in the conservative side. Can't wait to tell you about that. And we do have, in this first hour, we have a guest calling in, Charlotte Hayes. She's with the Independent Women's Forum. I quote their research often. I post it on our Facebook page quite often. She's going to share with us a couple of interesting things the left is trying to do to make life fairer for women, but from the perspective of mere common sense or facts, make no sense at all. So we'll talk with her. Charlotte Hayes is wonderful. And the second hour, we just have a friend of our show named Suzanne Blackstone, who right now is attending the presidential debate happening in Dallas right now at the Prestonwood Baptist Church. She's going to call in around 7:15 in our second hour and tell us, kind of just give us her basic impressions of that. So the show is going to include those two. We're going to talk a lot about the Democrat presidential debate, which I watched every single word of because I do Fox News Radio political analysis also, and I had numerous interviews the next morning where I had to talk about the debate, so I suffered through it. I have a lot to share about that. My second hour buddies, my leading ladies joining me are Chris Davis and Mari Sullivan. And we're going to just talk a whole lot about what's happening in America, in politics, as I always try doing this show, how it relates to you, why it matters to you. So this first segment, my Speak Up for America segment, I want to talk about the Democrats' debate. And you can actually go online and read the entire transcript. I do not advise it, but you can do that. And I guess I want to really focus in at the moment on Bernie Sanders. He is the second in place in the Democrats' race for the president, Hillary being in the lead. We're going to be talking about Hillary a little bit later. But what I want to talk about with Bernie Sanders is this. He is the first openly in the current generation or this generation. Currently, he is the most successful socialist candidate for the presidency of the United States. And Bernie Sanders stuck true to his socialist principles in the debate. And, you know, I could spend a lot of time talking just about plain old money. I'll tell you that among the things Bernie Sanders is promising in a Sanders administration is free in-state tuition for people who entered America illegally, forced paid family leave for people who need to take a break from work, free health care for all children, free public universities and college, free childhood education, a higher minimum wage, free Obamacare subsidies for illegals, expanding Social Security, free health care for all, expanding Medicare for all Americans. And I raise all that to say this. He's promising a lot of free stuff. Most of us learned decades ago in other contexts that there is no such thing as a free lunch, that someone actually purchases the food, prepares the food, serves the food, and so someone pays for everything. In fact, when the Wall Street Journal tallied up Bernie Sanders' promises in his campaign for president, or his socialist promises of free everything for everyone, they came up with a figure of $18 trillion over 10 years. $18 trillion. But this isn't really the point I want to get to. It's ridiculously expensive. That is the same size as our entire American national debt, is what his new programs will cost taxpayers, $18 trillion. But I want to hit on something that's more important than that even, and that has to do with the impact on the American culture and economy and society, the American spirit of turning this nation further into socialism. We're there a little bit already, or maybe a lot bit. We have things going on in our economy that are socialist. But what would happen to America, as the outcome, what President Sanders would bring to America, would be so destructive of everything abundant and good and prosperous about America. You know, I remember as a kid, or as a young adult, actually reaching, kind of having the realization dawn on me that just because people are elected officials, just because they happen to win an election, just because they happen to hold the title of president or member of Congress or senator, does not mean they actually are wise. It does not mean they actually have good values. It does not mean that they are right in everything they say. It doesn't mean that they don't hold crazy, crazy ideas as their opinions. And that's where we are with Sanders. I want to tell you quickly something about Sanders before I go on to the self-reliance thing. Bernie Sanders, after the debate, a couple days after, he appeared on two television shows that are both really kind of left-leaning hosts. One was the Ellen Show, Ellen DeGeneres Show. Well, first of all, I'll tell you that Sanders danced himself out there. You could go see the YouTube. They had music playing at the start of the show, and he danced. He's in a suit and tie and trying to be cool and dancing around, and he sat down with Ellen, and she, of course, is, you know, clapping and yahooing, and she said to him, you know, I'm so glad you're running. Really appreciate you. And she said, I'm glad you're speaking about income inequality. It's such an important issue. There's something so wrong in this vast inequality. Now, Ellen DeGeneres is, as you might imagine, she's in the top 1%. She's a very, very wealthy and successful person. But then she said something that I just found astonishing that a left-wing person would admit. Ellen DeGeneres said, you know, I grew up in a lower middle class family. I mean, at best, we were middle class. And she said, I worked really hard for 25 years to get to where I am today. And then she said, I want other people to have that opportunity to work hard to get to where I am today. Now, I want to put a comma there. Ellen DeGeneres just made the conservative argument. Because conservatives are agreeing. We'd love to have everybody be more prosperous, to work hard, be successful, achieve, chase your dreams, be a success, and be rewarded for your success. This is the America Ellen DeGeneres has lived in, and she found that success. And she is, for many people, a great entertainer. She's funny. People like her show, I guess. I don't know. I don't watch it, but some people do. But the point is, she's making the case that Bernie Sanders' ideas are crazy. So I'm going to put a comma there and turn then to Bill Maher, late night, extremely liberal comedian, host, also had Bernie Sanders on. And I urge you, we're going to put a link up to this on our Facebook page, on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. But Bill Maher took Bernie Sanders to task also about his plans. And essentially, Bill Maher said, what are you talking about? How could you possibly pay for all these things you're promising? And Sanders seemed stymied or just shocked that this left-wing host would actually challenge his left-wing ideas. So Sanders tried to answer, say, well, you know, health care for everybody, it'll be cheaper because right now it's so inefficient. But once the government pays for it all, it'll cost less money, which of course makes no sense at all. And Bill Maher said, hey, well, it didn't work in Vermont. It didn't work at all in Vermont. And so Bill Maher, to his credit, came back point after point after point and just said to Bernie Sanders, everything you're talking about is impossible to pay for. And no, your answers make no sense. Your calculations make no sense. I urge you to read the Wall Street Journal calculation of what this Democrat presidential candidate, Bernie Sanders, is claiming to promise for free, because Bernie Sanders is at 25 or 30% in the polls. Now, everyone is saying, well, he's second place, and that's okay, because Hillary probably going to win it. Maybe Biden will get in. In fact, we're going to have a segment later talking about Joe Biden and some of his latest statements, the likelihood of his getting in the race. But I want to get to the real nub, the real Speak Up for America point in everything I'm saying about Bernie Sanders. The reason America is the most prosperous, abundant, wealthiest nation on earth, the reason we are the source of the advances in civilization almost since the founding of our country, we are responsible for the growth in understanding in the sciences and the arts and technology, in spaceflight, in every arena you can think of, is because of free markets and the incentive the individual has to work hard and dream and pursue their desires, their dreams in life, achieve, and hold on to their money. If the government told you you're going to be hired for $100,000 a year, but you're going to pay $99,000 a year in taxes, you wouldn't work. Neither will anyone in America taxed at the rates Bernie Sanders would have to do to pay for these programs. And even if he could confiscate wealth from the wealthiest, which he'd be perfectly willing to do, that wealth does not exist in the abstract. It exists as the result of the hard work of the American people. And businesses and individuals and even corporations are just people. Businesses and corporations are people. They work hard, those people work hard, to make businesses successful because they get rewarded. If the government takes your reward away, the businesses aren't going to have any more money and any more incentive to work than the individuals will. And this gets back to this beautiful thing, well known around the world, the beautiful idea of Americans have that self-reliant, can-do American spirit, and it's inbred with free markets and freedom. And you know, Bernie Sanders' idea of keep on promising everything everyone needs for everyone for free. A friend of mine just actually walking into the show is making the comment, why don't we just get rid of all wages and salaries in America and just have one big 50-state commune? Everyone will work hard, we'll spread the money around, everything will be fair. That is the natural outcome of the Bernie Sanders lunacy. The idea there's no point in connecting hard work with reward. And if you sever the connection between hard work and reward means being paid well and keeping most of what you earn, people won't work hard. And this is something actually most economic students figure out if they actually attend university classes where true free market economics are taught. They all know this. Bernie Sanders is a left-wing, far left. I mean, he doesn't use the word communist because he agrees there need to be two parties, a Democrat and Republican Party, but what he's proposing is so outlandish that other Democrats in the race, other Democrats in this country should be denouncing him. But they're not. And here's the final point. They're not denouncing him because Bernie Sanders is creating an angry, envious, demanding class of Americans who think America owes me everything. He's creating a massive victim class, which is the entire power base, the entire voting base of today's Democrat Party. Hillary is no different. She finds ways to sound slightly more reasonable, but she's right down that same path with him. Democrat politicians today cannot function without angry, helpless people looking at America and thinking the way our country really is, the only way out for me is forced government redistribution of wealth, and that system will destroy the wealth and the wealth-creating incentive and the can-do American spirit throughout this country. And folks, that's why this race for presidency is extremely important. It's your job to stay informed, to stay engaged, and to keep on speaking up for America. And do not let anything like what Bernie Sanders thinks get anywhere close to our White House. You know, Barack Obama's pretty much there. He's been a little bit softer than Bernie Sanders is talking. He hasn't done everything he wanted to do. But our country's in a bad path already, led by President Obama's policies. Our job is to right this ship in the next election cycle, and that means get rid of Bernie Sanders' thinking. This is Debbie Georgettis in 660 AM The Answer. Ladies, can we talk? Stay tuned. Right after the break, we'll come back, and we're going to tune right back in talking about America and the greatness and the goodness of America. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of what's happening with our clock boy from Irving, Texas, and his latest adventures in the world. You won't believe it. Come back after our break.
Fort Worth's home for stimulating talk. 660 AM, The Answer.
Presidential race heating up. As talk show hosts, just one thing we like more than campaign issues on the radio, and that's talking about it in person. John David Wells and I are proud to invite you to GOP debate number 3, The Watch Party. JD, we got a great location this exciting night, October 28th.
Mark, we're going to fill a theater at the Studio Movie Grill at 75 in Spring Valley. Folks can arrive early. We're going to be taking a straw poll before the debate. We'll get some opinions during the breaks, and we'll do a wrap-up with listeners afterwards. Then I'll hop on the radio and start taking calls about what everybody's heard.
Sounds like a plan. So everybody go to 660amtheanswer.com right now. Get your tickets. $10 a pop. Don't miss it. We'll watch the debate and check reaction right there before our eyes and ears.
It all happens at the Studio Movie Grill, 75 in Spring Valley, Wednesday night, October 28th. Get your tickets now, just $10 at 660amtheanswer.com.
Sponsored by AAA Auger Plumbing Service, Dallas County Council of Republican Women, and The Curtis Report. It's about faith, family, and freedom.
The October 2015 shooting in Oregon was tragic. Reactions by many on the American left were predictably repetitive and unhelpful. More gun control. In Chicago, home of Democrat rule for decades and home of very strict gun control laws, someone gets shot every 2.8 hours. And in Baltimore, also with tough gun laws, just in September of 2015, homicides were up 39% and non-fatal shootings nearly doubled compared with just 1 year earlier. Taking guns away from law-abiding Americans punishes the innocent without addressing the real issues. The real issues are things like this: a government that creates anger by consistently telling various groups of hyphenated Americans that they are victims, that hatred in America abounds, families broken and divided. The Oregon shooter's dad had not seen his son in 2 years. Mental health issues. The shooter's social media was filled with idiocy and rage, suggesting mental health issues. America needs to work to prevent violence, but we need to focus on solutions that address the real causes.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes,
Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just the tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Special announcement from Lumber Liquidators. Hundreds of styles and inventory are now available at our fourth annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. For a limited time, save as much as 70% or more on designer quality floors with over 400 varieties of beautiful flooring, like 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood from an incredible $199. Hot new wood look tile is clearance price from 99 cents. Hand-scraped hickory laminate is about half off. Plus, hurry in for additional yard sale deals starting at just 39 cents. And get 24 months special financing. Don't miss the Fall Flooring Yard Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM, The Answer. Can you hear
us now? Okay, I can hardly stand to talk over that music. We are so excited about the new music on this show. I will tell you more about it a little later in the show, but I'm so excited about the music. It just so ties in with the feel of our show of Ladies Can We Talk. Well, we have a little bit of a short segment here because coming up at 6:30, we'll be speaking with Charlotte Hayes, who's calling in. She's just a brilliant writer, thinker. She's appeared on many, many national television shows and news shows, speaking about issues related to women in the economy. But what we're going to talk about right now, I want to give you an update. Many of you probably follow the story of the young boy in Irving who is Muslim and went to school one day with something in a case that looked a lot like a bomb. He said it was a clock. He behaved in ways that the school officials and police described as evasive. And so he ended up being arrested, and then the police dropped the charges. But the point of the story is this. Since that time, when this young boy, now I will tell you, I talked about this in the show before, I'd love to talk about it again. Irving Mayor Beth Van Dyne previously led her city council in passing a resolution supporting a law that was on the books in Texas, or being considered in Texas, which was American law in American courts. It was intended to send a message that we're not going to have Sharia, which is Islamic law, in place in America, in Texas. So the father of this young boy, first, I want to get to the bottom line. This whole thing with this clock boy was a setup. It was a setup because when confronted by the school officials, instead of saying, "Oh, it's just a clock, don't worry, here, let me show you, here, I'll call my mother, she could tell you," he was evasive, he made people nervous. And I'm telling you, folks, you tell me what would have happened had it actually been a bomb and the school officials had failed to investigate. You tell me what would happen. The idea that you would have a child go to school, behave in that manner, bring something. If you ever saw a picture online, it didn't look like a clock. But there's more of the story I want to share with you tonight. I happened to see Beth Van Dyne at an event, and I said, "Gosh, I'd love to have you on the show again." And she said, pretty much, you know, "I can't really talk. The court has said we can't talk about this case." So she's being law-abiding and following this court order. I will tell you, however, this young man who brought the clock to school, the 14-year-old, his life adventures over the last few weeks have included, he went to actually with his dad to the country of Sudan and met with the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir. And so he's being touted, this young man is being touted by his dad as a big hero. He gets to travel to Sudan. He's met with a Google co-founder, Sergey Brin. He's met with the Turkish prime minister. Turkey rapidly descending into Islamic extremism and chaos because of the current ruler and what he's allowing to happen there. Turkey used to be a reliable Western, like normal country that we could rely on, and just sinking into chaos. And he's met with other famous people. But I raised this story tonight to tell you a couple of things about this. In America right now, we have a, you know, we have the United States President Barack Obama saying that he wants to bring more Syrian refugees to the United States of America. And a congressman from Texas named Babin, Brian Babin, has put forth a bill essentially saying, let's stop all this refugee stuff until we're more aware of who's coming here. Because the FBI has acknowledged they have no way of vetting all these people who are refugees, Islamic refugees coming to America. We have no way of vetting them. So this Babin is trying to say, you know, we're going to hold off on this. In fact, he spoke earlier in the week and said that of all the refugees coming to the United States, under 4% are Christian. We're bringing a lot of Islamic refugees to America. And I raise this for a really, really important point. I've had several conversations recently with women saying, I really think we have to bring these refugees here. Look at the mess. Look what ISIS is doing. It's terrible over there. We have to try to solve this somehow. We have to help them and show compassion. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, compassion is vital. And in the world, we, America, is the most compassionate, generous nation by a landslide on earth. But just because you live in America and you know someone who practices Islam and that person is your friend does not mean you have a single solitary clue what it would mean to America to bring refugees from Islamic countries around the world into America, especially unvetted. I'm going to tell you what's happening in Europe where they are doing this kind of thing, where many refugees are resettling. In the country of Germany, a doctor has come out to let the world know that in her country, they are facing enormous troubles in their hospitals because these new refugees from Syria and other countries, new Islamic refugees, are creating chaos and havoc in the hospitals, demanding free treatment, refusing to pay for things that they have to pay for. They are creating both physical and verbal outbursts and just chaos in the hospitals. And the hospital officials, the German officials, are reportedly attempting to hide the news of this. They don't want the news of the Muslim refugee crimes and rapes and robberies and assaults become more widely known because they fear backlash against the German government who opened their doors. But German doctors are telling the world, you need to watch out because if you take in masses of refugees from other countries who don't understand your country's norms, you're going to cause trouble for yourself. Similarly, in the country of Sweden, one of the peaceful, formerly peaceful, and very kind of sedate societies in Sweden, because they have taken in a large number of refugees, of Islamic refugees, the owner of a restaurant, Marcus Samuelson, among many other people, who lives in the town of Gothenburg, Sweden, woke up to find the words painted on his restaurant walls, convert or die, the caliphate is here. And these problems, it's amazing any Americans can get any of this news because there's such pressure in the media to not acknowledge that radical Islam is actually a problem and that we don't have a really clever and precise way of defining who is radical and who's not. And so when you hear people in America saying, like Congressman Babin, we need to be careful who we bring here. We need to take our time and vet them well. We need to be sure we're not bringing people here who are going to cause America harm. We need to get off the silly women weakness. Let's all be compassionate and not, just bring them all here. We'll figure it out later mode. We need to be adults about this country. We need to be adults in our policies. We need to be adults in protecting this country from the threats of radical Islam and the threats of people coming here as refugees when we don't know who they are. So, ladies and gentlemen, when people are saying to be careful with our Islamic refugee situation, they're protecting you. They're protecting America. This is Debbie George Jasmine, 660 AM, The Answer. Tiny bit long in this segment. We're going to zip out to our break, and when we come back, I'm so excited to tell you, we're speaking with Charlotte Hayes of the Independent Women's Forum on an entirely different subject about how politicians try to buy the women's vote by promising it's kind of like free lunch in a different form. We'll talk about it after the break. Come back after the break to Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes the media has stopped covering up bias.
They used to get offended when they were said to be pro-left.
But now they're not offended anymore because it's redundant.
The irony is, it's even acknowledged here. Before the Republican debate, Jake Tapper had said, quote, "I'm trying to craft questions that in most cases pit candidates against the other."
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Sean Hannity at 2 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Some groups on the American left claim that they're standing up for women when they push pro-choice views, demand taxpayer-funded birth control, and argue for same-sex marriage. But these groups are not standing up for women, they're standing up for liberal, political, and social views. But there's a reason they claim they're standing up for women. Once they stake out the pro-women ground, they can attack people who disagree with their political views as anti-women. The truth is, millions of women do not agree with left-wing views. Women have created new political groups over the last 6 years that advocate for conservative ideas. Here are just a few. Ladies Can We Talk, Smart Girl Politics, Susan B. Anthony List, Independent Women's Forum, Kitchen Cabinet, Voices of Conservative Women, Concerned Women of America, Eagle Forum. The political energy among American women is on the conservative side today because conservative ideas actually work and they uphold the values of millions of American women.
Hey, this is George with Filling Station DFW. You know, when I was a little boy, I was plagued by nightmares. Just about every night, those awful dreams would drive me into the safety of my father's room. In fact, I was so tormented by the fear of darkness, it caused me to search out the love and peace of God. It's a big reason I'm a Christian. If you're having your own bout of torment, or know someone that is, not sleeping at night, or battling thoughts of fear and scary what-ifs, maybe it's time to move into your Father's room, to draw near to Him, to Jesus. This coming Monday night, we're going to help you do that, help you move into your Father's room. We're hosting a very special guest, Michael Koulianos of Jesus Image. Michael's going to teach on living in and hosting the presence of our Heavenly Father. Now, for some of you, this is going to be a life-changing event. You need to come. For directions and information on the Filling Station DFW, go to our website. It's thefillingstationdfw.com. Fillingstationdfw.com. Hope to see you there.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-944-2955. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-944-2955. That's 1-800-944-2955. 1-800-944-2955.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show.
Mornings 7 to 10
on 660 AM. The Answer.
866-660-5759 is the number to call with your question or comment. Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM The Answer.
Hello there. Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we have online, as I was telling you before our break, we have on the line Charlotte Hayes. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having me tonight.
So glad you could call in. I must tell you, I was back in Washington the whole week, this past week, and I went to an Independent Women's Forum event. It's such a cool organization. And before I launch into the real thing I want to talk about, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about Independent Women's Forum?
Yes. And gosh, I wish we'd talked at the event because it really was a great event. IWF is a women's organization that stresses free market ideas and personal responsibility. And we're also a group of women who are not victims. We really have an optimistic view of life. We've been around for a long time. We were organized after the Clarence Thomas hearings. There were all these wild left-wing women on TV and in the papers claiming to speak for women, and a group of Washington women said, hey, they don't speak for us, and they organized the Independent Women's Forum, and it's just a great organization, IWF.org, if you'd like to check us out.
Thank you for that. I will tell you, Charlotte, that I go to your website. Because I do this radio show, I also do Fox News political analysis, Fox News Radio political analysis all the time. Your website is just an endless source of knowledge, and much of what you have in terms of, I mean, there's substance and references to polls and data, so you know what you're talking about, but also really good logical arguments to make on the conservative side. So I really do urge our listeners to go and check it out.
Yeah, so many times politicians take advantage of women and they say, okay, this is what women want. And really, they're advocating things that are not at all of value to women and are sometimes harmful to women. And that's what we really like to point out on IWF, because we're women and we want the best for women. But the best for women is not what Democratic politicians are telling you most of the time.
Amen, sister. And on the subject of what Democrat politicians tell people, the reason I really got excited about talking with you is there was, and I should tell you, by background, I'm a labor and employment litigation attorney, and so I've hassled with, in California, I've actually practiced in California, where, you know, employers, there are just endless reasons in California that employees can sue their employers, out of many bases. I'm going to go off on those, but there's a new law in California, relatively new, signed in by Governor Moonbeam, and it's called the Fair Pay Act. And I have to hand it to the Democrats; they always have great names. Like, who could be against the Fair Pay Act? But I love the article. One of your affiliates, one of your associates, Carrie Lucas, wrote about it, and in October when we put it up on our website. We will put it up on our Facebook page and the website. But she makes the point, it essentially says that you can get the Equal Pay Act idea is expanded. So instead of just suing because you are being paid less than a man for the same job, you can sue because you're saying, well, my job is substantially similar to some guy and I want the equal pay. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. And I want to illustrate this, how this equal pay works, with something that happened to me this morning. I had made arrangements to take finger sandwiches to church. I buy them at the Giant. And they hadn't been made today when I went very early. And I just stood there and said, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And the chef, a guy, said, look, I'm the chef. I'll make you a plate of these sandwiches. He was just terrific. They were beautiful sandwiches. I didn't make a fool of myself at church. But here's what he's a great employee. I bet he does that kind of thing all the time. I bet he's just a great employee. So what if he got a raise? And what if a female employee who was not as good, didn't work as hard, said, he's getting more money than me because he's a man? That's a lawsuit, Debbie. That's a lawsuit. And you say, okay, well, you could go into court and say, this guy is just an ideal employee. He keeps people coming in because he does such great stuff. But you know what? By the time you've proven that in court, if in fact the court would be just, you spend $100,000 on court bills.
exactly what happens. And you know what happens, too, in this particular arena of the law, employment litigation, is that employers see it coming, and so they settle. They just don't want to deal with that, with the attorney's fees alone. And so they either capitulate, they say, okay, we'll pay you the same. So they pay someone really more than their value because they don't want to deal with the courts, or they do even worse. The other outcome is that employers cannot reward, like the good employee this morning at your bakery who made the sandwiches in a hurry for you. You don't reward good employees for good work because you're going to end up, you know, in trouble with someone who's going to sue about it. I mean, just it disrupts the whole notion of free markets and rewarding good work.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, would you take the risk of giving a guy a raise if he went above and beyond the call of duty and did a great job? No, you wouldn't if this law were the norm in the land. And you say, okay, well, it's a guy who's not being paid adequately. Guess what? That guy probably has a family, and he and his wife may want to make a good salaries together to save for their kid's school. It's just unfair. And the other thing is, we don't really need the government coming in and setting our salaries. We, with our bosses, can do that.
Exactly. I love the whole notion of assuming women are competent, capable, intelligent,
yeah.
And you can negotiate. And if it is unfair, you can go and say, hey, look, I'm the one always working late while Joe over here goes home at 6. I should be paid more. I mean,
well, right. So many of these Democrat laws, first of all, this fair pay thing is built on the notion that women are discriminated against. It's built on the notion, as you know, of the gender wage gap. But here's the deal about the gender wage gap. When you factor in the choices that women make, i.e., sometimes we take time off to raise a family, sometimes we don't have the majors that guys have. I mean, Christina Hoff Sommer says you could solve the pay wage gap immediately if every woman majored in engineering. Of course, that's not going to happen. I couldn't major in engineering. I'm not interested in that sort of thing. But it assumes that women are helpless and that people can come in and discriminate against them. You know, I'm generally not a fan of Hollywood, but Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, said something great when the Sony hacks reveal that sometimes men in Hollywood, liberal Hollywood, were making more than women. And guess what she said? She said, you know, I should be a better negotiator. Women can learn to negotiate just like men. We're smart. We don't, you know, we're smart. We don't need to have Uncle Sam come in and take care of us.
Absolutely right. And, you know, we're down to this. These are really short segments. It just kills me. But in this last 30 seconds, the other thought I just had was, it seems like the left is always assuming that women should be seen as the victims. What about the women business owners who are burdened by this new law? I mean,
You know, what if the main stockholder where I went to buy the sandwiches today, what if she's a woman and, you know, she has a lawsuit? And the other thing is, if we have all of these laws and rules, listen, I'm for some laws and rules, but if we have laws that just beg for a lawsuit, guess what else is going to be less of? Hiring.
Yes.
The most important thing you can have for your economic future is a J-O-B.
That's exactly right. We are speaking with Charlotte Hayes of the Independent Women's Forum. Just so much fun to talk to you. I definitely want to have you and others from Independent Women's Forum on the show again, because I just love the refreshing, pro-women, upbeat, you know, free market message that you bring so often. And so the website again is
IWF.org, and we are happy to be on your show anytime.
Thank you so much, Charlotte Hayes. This is Debbie Georgettis and Ladies Kimmy Talk on 660 AM The Answer. We're going to zip off for our break and come back in just a few minutes. And we have a bunch more really good stories coming up, so come back after our break.
Questions.
questions, we've got answers. 660 AM. The Answer. Sean Hannity says even Obama can't defend Hillary's email scandal.
He even legitimized the email scandal by saying it was legitimate. Asked if he agrees with Bill and Hillary that it's not a big deal, he said, well, it's important for her to answer these questions to the satisfaction of the American public and let them make up their own minds. So Obama, let me interpret, threw her down the stairs last night.
The Sean Hannity Show, afternoons at 2, right before Michael Medved at 5 on 660 AM. The Answer.
A recent guest on Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgettis, Benghazi hero Chris Peronto, is coming to town on October 29th. You can hear this brave soldier tell his story of what really happened on September 11th, 2012 in Benghazi, Libya. The ladies of the Irving Republican Women's Club and the Coppell Republican Women's Club are hosting Chris Peronto Thursday, October 29th at the Las Colinas Country Club in Irving. For tickets, go to CoppellRepublicanWomen.com. Chris Peronto's story is told in the blockbuster new book, 13 Hours. And the movie 13 Hours coming out in January 2016. If you've heard Chris on Ladies Can We Talk, you know his story is not only riveting, but important for patriotic Americans to understand. Join Debbie Georgettis on October 29th at the Las Colinas Country Club with Chris Peronto. For tickets and more information, go to CoppellRepublicanWomen.com. VIP reception is available, and there will be a Q&A after hearing Chris's story. This is a don't miss event.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. And then we add nothing.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them. 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them?
TexasSuperfood.com.
Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
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 What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? Sí.
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-500-3022. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-500-3022. That's 1-800-500-3022.
Ashley Truitt here for Simple Sleep Services. Are you or a loved one ready to stop snoring or treat sleep apnea without a big bulky CPAP mask or painful surgery? Simple Sleep Services offers the simple solution to stop snoring and treat sleep apnea. And it's covered by most medical insurance. Learn more at simplesleepservices.com or call 469-685-1700. Offices conveniently located in both Dallas and Fort Worth. Stop snoring, sleep healthy, live life.
660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgettis on 660 AM, The Answer.
I hate to talk over the music. I got to tell you, I cannot get the grin off my face. I want to take a moment and tell you about this music. I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I do a lot of public speaking, and I was out in East Texas, and it's a really far drive. I don't remember the name of the town. Anyway, it was, turned out to be a really big event. It was wonderful, and I spoke at some point, but in the front of the room, I was in the front of the room, and my husband had come along with me, because usually when I speak, I sell my book, also called Ladies Can We Talk? So he's in the back, so I'm sitting in the front, and they announced it was going to be a singer. who's going to sing a few songs throughout this meeting too. Well, the singer was Krista Branch, K-R-I-S-T-A, Branch. Her songs were so moving, so stellar. I have to tell you, we've been looking and looking on this show, ladies, can we talk, for some music that really fit the heart and the spirit of this show, which is about loving, preserving, embracing the goodness of America, realizing why it's exceptional, getting that spunky spirits as we stand up for America. So this Krista Brandt starts singing. Her songs were so good. Turns out her husband is a pastor, and he writes the lyrics, and she sings them. Her voice is so compelling. So we obviously connected with them afterward, and now her songs are on this show. I will tout her music every chance I get. Her name is Krista Branch. The three songs that you hear her words, whose words are played in our show, on this show at various points, one is called Can You Hear Us Now? And if you don't remember where that slogan came from, email me later at ladiescanwetalk@gmail.com. I'll remind you where that came from. Can you hear us now? Number two is I Am America. And the third one is Remember Who We Are. And so I was trying on the break to get up on my laptop the words, and I couldn't find all the words. But you can find all these lyrics online. You can buy the music online. So during this talk, while I'm in the front waiting my turn, my husband's in the back. He's texting me, you need this music. You got to get this lady's music. So it was really funny. So here it is. I'm thrilled to have it. It just adds tremendous value to this Ladies Can We Talk show. Okay, Krista Branch, that's the name. Well, I won this segment. This is usually my cruise through the news, and I don't have a lot of time, but I want to just tell you a couple things that I'm wanting to talk about, and we'll expand later. But we're going to talk about the GOP presidential race a lot in this show. We have Suzanne Blackstone calling in the second hour to tell us she's at an event right now here in Dallas, Texas, where there is there are numerous of the big candidates in the GOP presidential race participating in a forum at a church called Prestonwood Baptist. So she's going to call in about that. I really wanted to commend Ted Cruz on a couple of things. I have to say, this race, every year people talk about, well, you know, this is kind of the outsider's year. And it really, on the Republican side, it's really the outsider's year. I mean, Donald Trump never held political office. Carly Fiorina actually hasn't held a political office, and neither has Ben Carson. But regularly, when people talk about the outsiders, they include Ted Cruz. And they're exactly right. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Ted Cruz, he is a United States senator, and the story of his win of that Senate seat in Texas by itself is a signal of who, of this man's character, of the quality of his speaking, the quality of his ideas, the depth and breadth of his comprehension. He's a guy who's memorized the Constitution since high school, and he lives it, he breathes it, and he's an outsider because even though he holds a seat in the United States Senate, he went up to the Senate committing to his voters, the overwhelming majority of voters who chose him to be our senator from Texas, and said, I'm going to stand with you. I'm not going to become part of the Washington establishment. I'm not going to become part of the group that simply goes up there and votes along with whatever the leadership says. I'm going to stand for the principles I told you I stand for. One was repealing Obamacare. Another was standing up to the pressure of the Chamber of Commerce, other entities pressing on even Republican side, along with the Democrats, saying, give in, do amnesty. We want a bunch of low-paid workers, people who accept low-paid salaries. He would not go along with that. He is, in every important meaning of the word, a true outsider in Washington. He stood for America, and he stood for the principles that conservatives stand for. So I got to commend him again. He came out actually with something that relates to the EPA, which is another Environmental Protection Agency, which is really at this point a true thug bureaucracy in Washington that operates almost outside the law, that is clobbering American businesses. And they finally got a great court ruling against the EPA, and Ted Cruz issued a fabulous statement. We'll put it up on the Facebook page, but he really denounced the EPA and, frankly, the whole Washington, and especially in this case, Democrat mafia that goes along with the EPA, whatever they're doing. He also said in a national speech recently, he compared the Republican leadership he called them just as being effective Democrats. And he's right. The Democrats in Washington have no problem at all with getting their agenda done 100%, because on the House side, the House Speaker John Boehner, on the Senate side, Senate Majority Leader McConnell, they work to do whatever it is Obama wants. They give lip service to the conservative message. They show up in the districts and say they stand for things, and they get back to Washington, and their entire MO is how to make it look to the voters like they're standing for conservative things, when actually all they're doing is capitulating to President Obama over and over and over. And so, Ted Cruz, I'm going to give him the Hero Award of the Year in my book. He's one of the bravest candidates out there. Now, I have to say, I don't know if he'll win the nomination. There are other candidates in. You know, it's a long race ahead. We're only in October. There's a lot of polling out that shows both how much money's been raised, how much hard money versus soft money, which is a huge distinction like we'll talk about in the second hour, and also who's making headway in the polls. And obviously, Donald Trump is making huge headway in the polls. And we'll talk about him the second hour too. I want to, though, in this Cruise Through the News segment today, I want to hit a story that has been on my list last week and I couldn't get to it. And I tell you, even I, and I know I probably hold a record for talking fast on the radio, even I can't get everything in. But last week, I wanted to talk about this idea that a lot of times you'll hear conservatives and Republicans say, well, you know, we stand for limited government, and limited government is a huge building block of America. It is a structural thing in America. It's 100% opposite of what Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and all the American left want. They want government to regulate the kind of car you have and what you do every day and where you live and where you work and how you transport yourself. They want to regulate your entire life, what you eat for lunch, what your kids eat for lunch. Republicans are about limited government, and it has to do both with the scope of government, like how much of your personal life does the government think is their business to get into, but also just the sheer size is a limited government issue. So I wanted to share something with you. Republicans are often talking about limited government in terms of just reducing the size of federal government and the cost of the federal government. Well, right now, a new study by the Cato Institute, and again, we'll put it on our Facebook page and on our brand spanking new website, ladiescanwetalk.org. Ladiescanwetalk.org. You got to go see it. But there is a study by Cato Institute proving that government workers make, if you combine wages and benefits, government workers make 78% more than their private sector counterparts. You need to fathom that. These are people employed by the government, and we all know they show up at 9, they go home at 5. It's nothing like the private sector in most cases. And actually, on top of that, they are so unionized that 35% of the federal government workforce is unionized, compared with 6% in the private sector. Well, you know what? This is We're Coming Up on a Break. This is Debbie Georgiadis, Ladies Can We Talk. Come on back after the break for a great second hour. Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders announced recently that health care is a right, something government must provide. This is wrong. Health care is a necessity, a responsibility, but not a right. Rights are things like the freedom of speech, religion, and assembly. Nothing that costs money can be a right, or else Americans would have the right to enslave each other. That may sound harsh, but it's true. Let's start with the basics. Governments have no money. The money they spend comes from taxes they forcibly collect from you and your neighbors. But healthcare costs money, educating and paying professionals, producing medicines, etc. If you have the right to make the government pay for your healthcare, you have the right to force your fellow citizens to work and pay taxes to buy your healthcare. Knowing the difference between real rights and things that are not rights is vital, or else we get duped into enslaving each other. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Please keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday at 6 p.m. on 660 AM The Answer. We talk truth about America.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best...